Blog Talk Radio.
Straight out here in Brooklyn, Lenny Lenape territory, Borough Hall, Brooklyn. It's where all the courts are, where the city officials like the mayor, Supreme Court. And it's a special gathering right here. It's a special gathering by the Indigenous Kinship Collective. It's a local Indigenous organization here in Lenny Lenape territory, we call it Manhattan, or New York City. It's a beautiful, beautiful time, protect the sacred. There's a lot of red dresses here, a lot of guest speakers. A good friend, Cleopatra, is here, MC, member of Arayeke Yukayeke. I'm going to get close to the mic here, the speaker. See what's going on. So, just want to say that I'm trying to get 4-1 on the line. We had some technical difficulties on Facebook. So they're going to do a Skillshare right now. There's some volunteer medics here doing a skill training. See what's going on here.
So if you came here with somebody, it would be great if you could grab a partner. If you didn't, if there's somebody who looks nice for you, you want to say hello and buddy up, because basically we're going to demo it and then we're going to pass out some supplies and ask y'all to practice on each other, because, you know, medicine is hands-on. It doesn't really mean much in like a like a watching perspective. You really got to do it to remember the stuff. So,
all right, so they're going to do a skill training. A lot of great signs here about force is not consent. Resource extraction is rape culture. So one of the speakers says, you know, raping and abusing women, it's abusing a resource, and that is it's horrible. Wait a second, hold on, let me try to get so basically, you know, this is a great opportunity to learn. There's a lot of people here really learning a lot. So I guess this is paramedic. If something occurs, if a woman, a relative is injured. This will be hold on a second. Hey,
Santa
Corey, are you there?
Santa Corey.
Are you there?
I am here. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yo, we're doing overtime this week.
Check
is in the mail. 000 is on the way.
Yes.
But check this out. They're doing a live, I guess they got some paramedics here, and they're teaching what happens if you get injured or an assault.
Oh, very nice.
If you're assaulted, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sit-down here. They're doing a skills training. You know, the women collective, I mean, I should say the Indigenous Kinship Collective, they're a good group. I know a lot of the people. They're awesome people. Cleopatra, one of our Arayeke members, Two-Spirit,
Yeah.
A medicine woman in person, them. She is the MC today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so what happened on Facebook? They lost the sound? What happened?
When you got up to sing the song, that's the audio.
Oh, man, look at that. Damn. Well, I tried to do some things, and it was still going. I took the mic off and everything, and it was still, like, no sound, so I reset it. I was trying to fill one of the speakers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a little frustrating, but the intern didn't come in today. Wait a minute, I'm the intern. Yeah, don't try to sound like Woody with the mic. So the little you saw. So the little you saw, what did you think?
Oh my God, my sister was just lifted.
Your sister was what?
I had to get up because I've been laying down, you know, these babies got me kind of low on energy today.
Oh, that's right, those babies, man, damn.
And so the minute I seen that, I just, oh my God, you gotta rest. So I'm still hurt.
Yeah, but I'm still energized now.
I needed that little boost, you know what I mean? That's awesome. The one that I was talking about going to. Wow. You know, going back to being touched by Creator. Say that again. Before anybody.
And so that's the place I want to be able to enact to and be a place for. Nice. You know, so that's what you gave me in the baby today. Oh, that's amazing. Look at that. I got to take a trip up there on the morning.
I'm telling you, and that was nothing but the truth, you know. And I said, look at my arms. Look at the goosebumps. Truth is a vibration that you can feel. Hello? Santa Cori. Hello? Did I lose you?
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. Are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, with the Wi-Fi, sometimes it gets a little sketchy.
Yeah, I know. Is that another silent thing?
Send
for me.
Send
for me.
What's that?
Was that the censoring again?
Yeah, it could be the FBI decoder there.
What I was saying was,
they got me on Facebook. They're trying to get me on Facebook. What is going on? But we can't be censored.
And at that moment, what I was saying is the truth is a vibration. That you can feel. That's it.
All right, so they're teaching. I'm seeing some bandages on people's arms and stuff. You know, next time they invite, you know, next time they do this, I'm gonna see my volunteer self defense. You know.
Yes. Great idea.
How to defend yourself if you're being attacked.
You know. Yes. Yeah, very quickly. There are some great easy moves. You know, go for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Take down below.
Down below.
The eyes, the throat, and the groin, right?
Correct. Correct.
You know the great teacher Bruce Lee. He said, unless you know what you're doing, don't throw a punch. Jab the eyes. A person who's blind, is not trained, will do nothing to you. You hear me?
Well, you gotta disable
their
sight.
Their
sight,
so they can't come at you.
Yeah. Punch their throat.
And then
they can't breathe.
The next is to immobilize them.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, for all you listeners out there, the belly button, the target is right under the belly button. You don't have to get a man in the testes. It's right below the belly button, even a woman. If you hit that really hard with a kick or a punch, they're going down because that's where your energy is stored. So...
Right.
Can't get the,
and that's like
can't get
and
the
that's
testicles.
The,
can't get the testicles.
Yep.
You gotta get
yep.
underneath the belly button. In China, they call it tattoo.
Right. Right.
They protect that always. That's why the boxers they wear that like part all the way up to their belly button. That's
right.
to protect that.
Right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, you know Bruce Lee. Back, you know if you read his teachings, Bruce Lee. He dedicated a lot to the. He dedicated a lot of training to women, how to defend themselves. You know, one thing he said, we walk in the streets. Wait, say that again?
That's what our men are supposed
that's
to.
That's what our men are supposed
to. You know, besides, you know, being a protector, they're supposed to teach us how to defend ourselves.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Yep, I'm back. I'm here.
Yeah, it's the FBI. What can I say? They're all around. I'm actually closer to them now. So I'm making it easier for them, right?
Right.
No, that my daughter, she became 19 and she asked for her birthday. She asked for the complete works of Bruce Lee, for the Jeet Kune Do.
Oh, wow.
All her life, I've been teaching her how to defend herself. So I'm secure that, you know, she can defend herself, God forbid, if anything should happen. So now she got the teachings.
Exactly,
there, you know?
But you know.
Those are a lot of lessons that...
A lot of us don't get
it
because
we don't
have
the father in the home.
Right. That's right.
So.
You know, it's hard, man. You know, in my practice at the clinic, I get a lot of sibling rivalries, you know. Get a lot of brothers fighting their sisters and stuff, and I tell them, that's your sister. When your parents are long gone, that's your family. You have to protect your sister. You know, sometimes they get emotional, you know.
What is taught in other cultures.
It isn't consistent with what is right, instead of I am my brother's keeper.
Yeah, exactly.
Family is everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't teach that.
You know, they don't teach that no more. You know, I always tell them, you know, because we live in a very violent neighborhood, East Harlem, very violent, now with the K2 and the crack and all that. I mean, not the crack, the crack is still there, but the heroin has made a huge comeback, same with Angel Dust. And that's all. Look, there's a lot of people lining up.
No, no.
Huh?
Fentanyl.
Yeah. So I tell the brothers, you know, I tell them, listen, there's a lot of people lining up wanting to do something to your sister. And you know, right now, when I'm listening, you're on the front line. What's going on? You got to protect your sister. And they look at me all weird, like, what the hell? Well, you got to protect her. And some of them get emotional. They start to cry in front of their sister, you know. So it's harsh out there. It's rough. But like you said, man, we got...
It is, but... But, you know, that saying, it takes a village, you know? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. They're still doing their teaching. They're still doing the teaching with the paramedics. So I want to take this opportunity to play that song. Remember that song? I finally got it this morning.
Yes, play it.
It's called The Highway, and it's written by children from this reservation up in British Columbia. Well, I'm looking for the song now. It's a beautiful song. It's sad, man. It's sad. Hold on a second. I'm on my phone here. It's typical, it's taking me a while, right? Oh, damn, what happened? I'm trying. Okay, here we go, ready? Here we go, the highway.
Found my escape every time I prayed. Sometimes cried, I wish I died and prayed to the creator for a different life. I was born here and want to live it right. The pain we have needs to give it light.
Been upset in situations and the aggression comes and goes. I'm bothered by how my nation has been bullied and controlled. Living here has been so hard and there's a road that leads to tears. Will the promises come through or will the lies continue here?
There's a highway of love. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. But your life is going downhill. Just fall down. Your family's dead. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Learn to stand tall and show respect. Appreciate my loved ones and hold my head up high. I'm not afraid of feeling pride. Try to listen close so you can learn about a healing tribe. No drama in my heart and in honor of the mission, I will not be torn apart from the way that I've been thinking. I found a little courage and made all my decisions. Respect is what I'm learning and I'm trying to be the difference.
My head's me feeling good. I feel like I could go places. We stay connected and hang out. My school is where I feel safest. Any fear that I may have disappears when I am journeying. Friends and family help me out. They bring me up when I'm struggling.
Memories of a stolen past, with a bright future, no going back. Let's build a home where we can hope and laugh.
Slaughter slip.
Another told me that. Let's be a voice to remain in silence. With youth of today and afraid of rising for the myths of women who are facing violence. This road of clumps, let's change and find
There's
it.
There's a highway of clumps. Take us to the promised path. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just fall down. Give family skin. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live. Break through the cycles and only one. If you're looking for some courage and you're searching for some strength, sing. We're mindful of our culture, we're protectors of our world, singing. We respect all living things and we're defenders of the earth, singing.
There's a highway of long. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just fall down. Give family skin. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
There's a highway of slumps. Take us to the promised land.
Hey, what do you think about that song?
That is a great song.
Man, I spent the whole show last night looking for that song, man.
You know they were on YouTube, right?
Yeah, but I couldn't download the song. That's the problem, is downloading it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got it on iTunes.
Yeah.
They had me do all this stuff on iTunes, man. I finally got it, though, this morning. It seems like my bank had blocked me, you know? So,
I couldn't believe it.
The only song in my life that I couldn't find. But I got it. In British Columbia, those kids are amazing. They wrote those songs themselves.
After I found him.
What happened?
I listened to all their stuff.
That's the NWE company, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just amazing, man. So,
well, let's see. I think they
finished the teaching. Let's see if I can get some of the people on, you know. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the live. What's that?
I want to see.
I don't know what happened. I can't get it on my Facebook. But you know what? Let me try again. I'm going to cut the show now. I think they finished the teaching. Let's go. Hold on. See what they got.
Okay.
All right. So I'll try to get something going, right?
Okay.
But your time is over. That's it. You can enjoy your time. Well, I'll be back, okay? So you take care. 401. I'll see you soon. Next Friday.
Yes.
10 p.m. The Indigenous Power Hour here in Thangin Radio. Peace out.